Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Have you thought about your goals not necessarily as destinations, but instead revelations? What they're doing as you achieve them is they're making you aware more of who you really are, what you were designed and destined to do, the reason why you're here. You make the world a better place because you are better in it. But therein lies a challenge, because every promise of progress along your identity upgrade has a process. And every promise of your identity upgrade of your progress has a problem. And problems are painful. And when you're in pain, you get passive. I had lunch today with a friend who had surgery here recently. And she was talking about for the next 2 months, she's not going to be able to move the way she wants to while she heals. Okay, that's fine. But she was saying just simple things like getting out of bed, she'd become aware of all the muscles that she would normally use to do that, and that it was very uncomfortable and didn't want to use those. So pain makes us passive. And so when we're passive, when we're in that painful state, we want to learn what to do, not necessarily for our promise, but how to get out of the pain. What you really want to learn is how to bring about your promise into the present. Yes, I'm using a lot of alliteration here because the subconscious loves it. So you want to learn what you should be doing about your promise. But when you do that and you're in pain, you won't act on the process. Remember, you're going passive. So I can be on this podcast sharing all sorts of things with you. And just because you know it, it's knowledge, doesn't mean that you're incorporating it into your life. And then it becomes just memorization where you can regurgitate it and sound really wise, but the results in your life aren't where they need to be. And when you're at the problem level, you ask problem level questions. How do I get out of this pain? What do I need to do to address the pain right now? And again, you're not looking at what needs to happen for the process of revealing who you really are. So, what are your problems? Oh, what you were taught to prioritize. Yep. Because you were taught that, especially going through school, that the more problems you would solve, the higher grades you would get into. I hear people say all the time, life will test you. No, it doesn't need to. You do that enough to yourself. Life is going to ask you to step up into the next revelation of who you really are. That's what life's going to ask you to do. But you've been trained, programmed, and conditioned to see it as a test. And you think if you solve enough problems that you'll finally get to a higher level. No, you won't. You'll just be more adept at solving problems. I have a client, my clients who do all access pass with me, which means that they're doing several sessions at once. It's known as an all access pass. You've got four sessions to use within 30 days. And then after that, you can continue on, whether it's four sessions a month or two sessions a month. I had a client texting me at 4 a.m. this morning because I'm her accountability partner for going and working out. Now, getting healthy is the problem. That's not what we're looking at. We're looking at her identity that needs to be upgraded. Well, she wanted to go work out, and there were a lot of roadblocks thrown in her way where she couldn't get to the gym the way that she wanted to. So what did she do instead? She got outside and enjoyed the great outdoors. See, the identity that we're going after, and the reason why she texted me for me to hold her accountable is for me to also respond back with something that I want her to become aware of in the process. And for her, she will not be denied her dreams. That getting to the gym, that's not a problem to solve. Bringing herself out in a way to where it's like, I'm going to make this happen. And I'm going to discover my creativity, and I'm going to discover my ingenuity, and I'm going to discover my joy, because we're hardwired for joy. I'm going to discover my joy in making it happen. She doesn't need to pass a test to get healthy. She needs to reveal the part of her that says, we're going to keep going. But you were taught to prioritize painful problems. You were taught to actually value them. And one of the laws of the subconscious mind, which runs all of your habits and patterns and your revelation of who you really are, is going to be a habit and pattern, or else you're not going to be able to hold on to it. It's going to slip right through your fingers. So your subconscious mind will not tolerate a void. When you solve one problem, which by the way, leads to happiness, not joy, and you will be happy for anywhere from 10 minutes to 3 weeks based on the problem that you just solved, that the more intense, the more painful, the longer you'll be happy, but then it fades, you've become habituated to the solution, and now you've got to go out and find another problem to solve and one even bigger. Oh, yeah, can you see how this is setting up the hamster wheel of a lot of energy being put out, but you're not getting anywhere. You're not seeing the progress that you want, because now you're going to have to find another problem to solve that's going to be bigger and better than the last one, because you're hoping your happiness will last longer, and instead it's joy, and joy comes from the fuller expression of you. So you were taught to prioritize problems. You were taught to allow them to lead your life. No, you need to design your life based on your brilliance. And something else, you have to have someone that's going to hold you accountable for the process of the promise of who you really are. People go out and get accountability partners that are going to be their friends, and I get that. Or someone close to the same level that they're at. But that person, because they don't want to upset the relationship that they have with you, they're not going to call out the BS. The BS is the bullshit. You know, I don't care how much whipped cream you put on top of something that's a stinky situation, it's still going to be crap underneath. You've got to have somebody that teaches you how to take that crap and use it as manure for your garden of growth, just like I did with my client texting me at 4 a.m. By the way, was I up at 4 a.m.? No. My phone goes to silent at night because my longer-term clients always have the ability to reach out to me whenever they need to. Sometimes in the middle of the night, they're venting, such as, I cannot believe my teenager wrecked the car and I'm picking him up from the police station right now. Mm-hmm. They need to be able to dump what they've got. And then after that, we can see what's underneath and how they move forward, because the promise always has a process. But you have to have someone to walk you through the process, not someone who's going to be concerned about whether or not the relationship with you is strong enough for them to call you out on the belief system that just showed up and what you need to do to nurture and nourish, who you really are. So I'm going to leave you with this. My higher power showed me through my mentors, through my own coaches, how to get out of a bad marriage. But my higher power, my mentors and my coaches needed to make sure that not only was I out of the bad marriage, but the bad marriage was out of me. So I wouldn't take it into a future relationship. Man, I have spent a couple of years making sure that I'm as healthy as possible. And you've come across people where they got out of this situation, but the situation is still stuck in them. And that's because every promise of your progress has a process, but it also has a painful problem. And those painful problems make you passive. And so until you get the poison out of you, you will wind up corrupting everything that you go into and turn it into a problem that needs to be solved because you're thinking that's how you're going to get to your next level of success instead of going, no, the next level is revealing more of me at my best. You are not broken. You are not flawed. You do not need to be fixed. Instead, you want to focus on what makes you brilliant because the world is a pretty dark place right now. It needs your light more than ever, but you need to discover that you actually have the ability to flip the switch for your fulfillment. If I can assist you with this, 1-636-699-7791. You can also go to my websites, dawnlandrum.com and canhypnosishelpyou.com to set up a complimentary break-free coaching call with me. It's time that we start getting you into the process that promises the progress of who you really are and that you get to open it every single moment. Because you are a gift. That's why every single moment is known as the present. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.